We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We live in the greatest country in the world, says this text on the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. It's sad that these are the two morons we have to pick from for president. I don't know about name-calling, but I think Trump won the debate, but both candidates had good moments. I'm interested in where the Hunter Biden scandal goes, as am I, and should do a little house cleaning here. It's 7:17, October 23rd, Friday morning, the day after the presidential debate, the final one for this election cycle, 11 days till Election Day. Andy Smith joins us now, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. My review on the debate last night would be open quotation marks, dot, 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 at least I didn't want to hang myself after this one.
I think that's a fair summation. I don't think it could go anywhere but up after the first debate. So I think people who watched it or had to watch it were pleasantly surprised by the relative lack of rancor.
I want to ask, and I'm going to be honest here. I didn't think the president was going to be able to keep it together. As a matter of fact, I responded to one of Kellyanne Conway's tweets. Somebody asked her, would the president be able to keep it up? And she said yes. And I said, well, Ms. Conway, please tell me how much of your money you'd like me to take, because there's no way the president's going to be able to keep this up until the election day. Is it important that he does, or is a debate and a rally something different? And you're going to, a rally crowd doesn't want to see what the way the president was at the debate last night, and the rally crowd wants to see President Trump unfiltered.
The people that come to the rallies, they're here to get red meat. And Donald Trump will be up here in New Hampshire on Sunday, I believe. The rallies are there to do really get your base fired up. A debate really doesn't work in the same way. The debate's an opportunity for you to define your opponent more. The people that come to your rallies have already made up their minds who they're going to vote for, and all you have to do at those rallies is make sure that they show up on Election Day and hopefully bring a friend with them.
Do we have any estimate? I saw Dana Perino on Fox last night, because I was, doing my due diligence, flipping around, watching them all. Say that at the beginning of the day, I think it was 40 million, and then at the end of the day, the number was 50 million people had voted already. Do we have a number on that or not?
I don't think we have a firm number yet, but it's going to be around 50 million already. In 2016, only about 135 million people voted, so we're well over a third of the vote was already in the bag. So for those people, the debate last night didn't make any difference. They can't go back and retract their debate. But it's important to remember that the people who do vote early are almost always those people who are most partisan, most political. They're just basically getting it out of the way. It's not as if they were going to change their mind between when they voted and the actual election.
Taking a break, coming back here with Andy Smith, getting some more of his observations, and especially as it relates to who were the key people last night in terms of spectators that this whole debate was appealing to, when you figure battleground states, precincts, counties, etc. How many people were we talking about? Although we watched it for maybe some entertainment, or hopefully to find out something new. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. It is 7:20 now, so let's pause for a look at traffic here on WWL. 7:24, that's right. News headlines here coming up. Dave Cohen's going to have WWL First News at the bottom of the hour for you in less than 5 minutes now. And some of the things he'll be looking at is some fans return to the Dome this weekend. New Orleans health officials warn small gatherings can spread COVID. And some defense lawyers say, some defense lawyers say Cantrell's masks fines are unconstitutional. $500 up to that if she catches you or you're caught not wearing a mask outside. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, recapping the presidential debate. First, Hunter Biden, the laptop. Is this going to gain any traction? Is it a legitimate story, and does it gain any traction before the election, and does it hurt Joe Biden?
Well, the legitimacy of the story is up in the air yet because we've seen so little media coverage of it other than from the New York Post. And I think you asked before the break, who was this debate for? I think for Trump, it was for the media to pay attention to the Hunter Biden tapes and Joe Biden's background and so forth. I think that was his opportunity to try to get the media or kind of shame them into covering this. Whether it'll have any impact on the election, it's hard to say. It's only a week before. It may cause some of his supporters that don't really like him, but they don't like Biden, to say, well, you know what? They're both corrupt. I guess I'll vote for the corrupt guy who's closest to my politics rather than and that's you're talking about trimming around the edges right now. This is that late in the campaign. But I think that maybe is the only way that that's going to have a significant impact.
So what kind of edges are we talking about, or how many people? Are there any numbers that indicate just how many people are undecided, who it is that constitutes the swing states or the swing counties, the swing precincts in the battleground states, et cetera?
Well, it's very few people who report being undecided in polling. We're seeing our polls here in New Hampshire that less than 2% say they're undecided, so it's very few. I think the key factor is those people who may show up or may not show up. And that's one of the things that I think is really fascinating with this, is looking at that shy Trump voter. As we know, a lot of the state polls in 2016 missed a lot of Trump supporters. And we've been doing some polling up here trying to figure out, is there a shy Trump supporter? And we found out that Trump people here are free to talk about politics and exhibit their support for Trump. About two-thirds, 68% of Trump voters who talked with us in our polls said that they are afraid to put a yard sign in front of their house because they're worried their house will be vandalized. And about 65% said they won't put a bumper sticker on their car because their car will be vandalized. And about 45% say they won't talk to friends or coworkers about their support for Trump. So I think there is that support for Trump that's out there that's not showing up in polls. And that, I think, is the wild card in this election, how big that is, how deep it is, and will they show up on Election Day?
You've been doing this a long time. What is that little voice inside of you? Does it tell you that maybe the president is not in as much trouble as the polls would indicate, and that he's got a legitimate shot at getting reelected?
Well, I would say he's in trouble. Certainly you don't want to be behind going into the last week of the campaign. And the gap is about the same, maybe a little bit bigger than it was in 2016. The reason I think that Donald Trump is in more trouble this year than he was in 2016 is that he's a known commodity now. He's not the outsider. He's the president. He's still kind of running as an outsider, but he's less likely to get those people to say, oh, what the heck, I don't like Hillary Clinton anyway. And I think that's why there was so much attention trying to damage Joe Biden personally to kind of even that playing field or bring Biden down to his level. But I do think it's going to be closer than the polls are indicating. Whether Trump can pull it off, if I had to bet, I'd probably say no, and I'm probably going to get hung out to dry for saying that. But we live in a world where you have to look at the data that you've got. By historical standards, Trump would have a very, very difficult time winning, but certainly he's been an unusual candidate in 2016 and this year.
Yeah, I would think his behavior, like it or not, you got to admit that it is different, could keep some Trump supporters from being, huh? Yeah, that's
right. You're very polite.
It would lead to voters not to say they support him, even if they do. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time.
Have a good weekend.
You too, sir. We'll talk to you again. Andy Smith, director. Oh, highs here about 86 for the weekend, Andy. So we got that going for us. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. We're going to take a break, talk to Sam Nelson, director of speech and debate at Cornell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.